Well, I can tell you that the jury took hardly any time at all, just 3.5 hours, to find the defendant, Ross Ulbricht, guilty on all charges, 7 of them, ranging from drug trafficking to conspiracy to commit money laundering to a criminal enterprise kingpin charge that's usually reserved for people in the mafia, for heads of mafia, a very serious charge. The prosecution, in their case, laid out how they spent 2 years investigating the dark website known as the Silk Road, where illegal drugs were bought and sold. They, in that time, were trying to link a man known only as Dread Pirate Roberts, the administrator of the site, to a real person. And they detailed for the jury just how they did that. They said that they found Ross Ulbricht's name through a basic Google search and spent 2 years infiltrating the workers of the Silk Road, getting to know the operation, how it was happening, and built a case bit by bit. The jury had to pour through thousands of pages of documents that showed what the Dread Pirate Roberts was doing and saying, and how that paralleled the life of Ross Ulbricht, as laid out by the prosecution through emails and Facebook posts and so on. It was a trial, a conviction, an investigation that took place almost entirely online. It was a very interesting case watched by privacy advocates. The defense argued that the government had the wrong guy. Ross Ulbricht, yes, he started the Silk Road, but he had handed off the reins, only to be lured back in as a fall guy for the real Dread Pirate Roberts. They argued that all of the evidence presented by the government was just a little too convenient, and that information online can be so easily manipulated that it shouldn't be used to connect Ross Ulbricht to the Dread Pirate Roberts. But at the end of the day, the jury did come back on the side of government prosecutors, again, guilty on all counts.